press record.
Stop.
Welcome back to No Time for Stoppage. Now, it has been a while, and I'm going to get the blame for it, apparently. But, you know, we've all missed a couple of weeks, so I apologise for missing a couple of weeks, and we'll get it out there. So
He saved himself.
Then. Yeah, well,
you're just going to throw it at me. So,
yeah, okay. I was going to say that you had a few questionable, you know, choices you chose to do other than doing the podcast.
Sometimes life comes first, mate.
Life comes first. I don't think hanging around with underprivileged kids counts as something.
Not my job or anything, though. Okay, brilliant.
I don't think that counts.
So, welcome back. You know, my name is Jack, as you should know by now. I'm alongside Dan and alongside Liam.
Hello, sorry about that, guys.
So, this is the end of season episode.
Season finished 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, well, it's finished and it's done. We're going to go over it. We're going to go over Champions League. Teams promoted to the Premier League. Looking forward to talking about them next season.
Are we?
Yeah, why not?
We didn't say we were talking about it.
Well, we are now. Why not?
I thought we were just doing a quiz.
I thought we were going to do a quiz.
Well, scrap what Jack just said.
Why?
We're not going to talk about that boring stuff. We don't.
Why are we not going to talk about them?
We don't care about the new clubs joining the Premier.
We don't care about the new clubs joining the Premier.
All right, what do you care about them then?
Well, Ipswich, how good of a season they've had.
I couldn't give a fuck. Who, did you watch them at all?
I didn't watch them all the time.
When did you watch them?
Now and again, I did.
When?
A couple of days.
That's bullshit.
You can't say you're not looking forward to it.
Let's talk about something proper. Alright,
go on then.
And let us talk about something like the Champions League final.
Oh yeah, is that boring?
Okay, boring. Let's talk about the FA Cup final.
No. Yeah, I love that.
Boring.
Okay. Why is that boring?
I'm turning the mic off.
That is unbelievable. FA Cup final.
I didn't watch it.
You didn't watch it?
Nope.
Why?
Working.
What you did? I was texting.
Working.
Oh,
he wasn't working. We were both at work, but we had it on.
Oh yeah,
we were watching it from there. That whole point with the goal, the City goal. When they had the free kick and I was like, what the fuck, how's you scored from there? I was really taking a piss and then not even 30 seconds later they actually scored. And we were like, oh shit.
You were delayed.
Were you delayed? And you
no,
already
I was
seen
ahead,
it?
I was watching it.
You'd already seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, so I thought when you put for fuck's sake that you hadn't seen a goal and we was ahead of you and that we had spoiled it for you and then you actually see it.
That's what I mean, I also said when you said it, I was like, surely you're delayed. And that's what I put, oh, for fuck's sake, that's what I put it.
Yeah. No, we just completely out of nowhere. I was like, should we just take the piss and that? Like, we just conceded. But
should we talk about the dominance of Man United in that game then? You're not going
to
bother.
I didn't watch it, so I've got nothing to say.
Unbelievable. I think he got the tactics. Should he get sacked now?
Yes.
Why?
I still don't think he should get sacked.
I'll stick with him. Yeah. I've always said, don't get sacked.
I said it. I said, keep him till Christmas. If he changes it around a little bit, between now and then, cool. If not by Christmas, I think he goes. By the ownership, not him walking, I think they'll get rid of him. He won't want to walk.
Do you reckon he'll take till Christmas though? Do you reckon he'll actually last till Christmas?
Well, I mean, he won't have all the problems and injuries and shit that he's had already.
He's not going to do anything.
Well, we're taking
but I mean, with the full fit squad we had against City, we beat him, didn't we?
Yeah.
And I know City weren't great, but we had the fully fit squad. And we played the team.
But we were great as well.
We played a team that we would have played consistently throughout the season.
So you're going to win the league?
Well, no,
no, no, no, no.
Has that word come out of my mouth?
Definitely.
Give it two games. You'll win two games, start the season. Oh, we're going to win the league, boys. Going to win the league.
No. Yeah, we'll say that for views on, like, and shit for this podcast. But in real life.
All two views.
I'll be realistic. I think we've got about 10 at least.
Woof.
Keep coming, guys.
It's better than nothing. I mean, if Jack actually was to be a bit more consistent, we'd have a bit more.
Oh, brilliant. So I apologise.
We'd have a bit more episodes out, but you know.
Apologise once more.
No.
Say sorry to the viewers and the listeners, because they're the ones that pay to do it.
No problem.
Guys, just so you know, Jack doesn't give a fuck about any of you. Couldn't give a fuck. He just cheers to that as well. And me and Liam.
Those words come out of my mouth.
Me and Liam, I've been waiting in our studio for 2 hours for him to turn up. Right, and he's come after 2 hours, and not only has he just all of a sudden decided to talk about, we're going to talk about promoted clubs.
Why not though?
Well, who gives a fuck about them? Ipswich are going to go back down. So is Southampton, and Leicester, they lost the coach to Chelsea. What's the point? Thank you. That's enough said. Get your fucking quiz up, mate.
Oh.
And let's fucking do it.
Do you want to do the quiz right now?
I think we should fucking go.
City won the league.
City did win the
league. City won the league. Real Madrid won Champions League.
Jack cried.
Didn't cry.
A bit sad though.
But I was a bit gutted.
Great game though.
It was.
Did you want City to win it?
Did I want
City to win the league?
You was the only Man United fan in the world who wanted City to win.
I don't think I was. I think there was a few other ones. But so we won the FA Cup, so why does it matter?
We had a more successful season than Arsenal. I agree. I think we had the more successful trophy.
Biggest trophy in England, mate.
I do work that out.
Because it's the biggest trophy, I'm not saying it's the Prem, I'm saying it's the biggest like cup trophy in England. It's the FA Cup, isn't it? Thank you very much. Case closed. When you guys made a big deal when we did the Carabao Cup, and now it's, it's FA Cup now. We're levelling up, mate.
Biggest
club
in the world.
We are the biggest.
Get dropped at the group stage.
We're in our period.
Right, do you want to do the quiz show, Wayne?
Yeah, mate.
That's what we want.
You said you got to watch Love Island.
Yeah, but you need to explain. You need to explain how the quiz is going to work.
Yeah, well, yeah, yeah.
So that's going to take you about 15 minutes to do.
Oh, well, about 15 minutes.
You've never hosted a quiz before, so you don't know what you're doing.
I've never hosted a quiz before.
So hurry the fuck up and let's do the quiz.
So
let's fucking go.
Going into the quiz, I would like it to be for you two against each other.
Do you want
to work together to get as many questions right as possible?
You're the quiz master.
You decide.
You pick.
Go against each other.
Okay. You got score?
So?
Score?
Are you going to keep score?
I need my phone kind of really to okay, do things. So sure to keep score. Should we get a piece of paper or something? Or do you want to do it your phone, mate?
Nice. Run out of battery.
Okay. Where is any of the cameramen can get me a piece of paper?
Steve?
Darren?
No, it's not Steve.
I thought it was Steve's name.
Wait, what's the little kid's name over there? Wait.
Steve?
Get the little kid to come here.
Jimmy? We might want to cut this bit out.
Steve!
We're not cutting this out.
Where's our paper, Steve? I'm coming.
Oh, Jack, I don't know where the paper is, Jack. Oh, hi, Jack.
What are you doing?
Cheers, Steve. All right, let's go. So I've got Daniel.
First is Liam.
Steve.
Steve.
Right. So, let's explain how it's going to work then, yeah?
All right, how are you going to do it?
Right. So, I've got certain questions that are on... No, that's not happening. I'll keep score, thank you. That's not happening.
Because we don't want to know who's winning, so try and cover it.
We'll do that then.
I'll cover it then, because I can still see who's winning.
How can I cover it, mate? There's not much more I can do, is there?
What are you shouting? He's done nothing but a shout ever since we got here, bro. You're such a gun.
Oh, shame.
Fucking hell, sorry about that hiccup. That was Liam.
That was Steve.
Alright, let's go.
Shut up, Steve.
Stop folding it, mate. Just fucking do it.
Why are you swearing every 20 seconds? You've got some issues today. Previous quizzes that we've done before, one of them was a Tenable. Do you remember a Tenable?
Yeah.
So some of that's going to be in there as well. Okay. Then you've got multiple choice questions, and then you've got straight answer questions that I need from you. Okay. Yes. No.
It's your quiz, mate. Let's do what you want.
You're not going to do it. We won't do it. See, what's that? We won't do it. We'll just sit here and
just
chat
go.
All day.
We're ready.
Yeah.
We're ready.
Okay. So it's going to go against each other. I want the first one to shout out first. Okay. So we shout out Liam or Dan, and then I'll decide who.
We have a buzzer. So
you won't decide because if it's Dan, then I'll decide it's me.
Shut up. I'll decide who said it first.
Yeah, alright, but we'll know because
we'll
know who said it.
Oh yeah, okay. And then we've got some other questions are closest to. So we'll start off now. First lot of questions are the summer transfers of 23-24 season, the closest £1 million.
Well, that's the first lot.
Gets the first lot. This is the first lot of questions, okay?
Ooh.
So I'm going to say a couple of transfers will happen, and you're going to do the first closest million, yeah? So we'll start off with Dan's favourite, Cole Palmer.
Daniel.
Brought to Chelsea. 60
million.
16.
40.
Liam's correct.
45. Really.
42.5.
60, million. You crazy. I thought he was overhyped. Is he worth 60?
I'd probably say his market value's gone up now, yeah.
To what? 43?
To 42 and a half.
Next one. Paul Torres, who went to Aston Villa.
Liam. 35 million.
35. 25.
Liam's closest. 33 million.
I'm so shit at
it. Yeah, I know.
Higher or lower.
Or anything.
It's right, it's fine.
Pedro Porro to Tottenham.
Liam, 22 million.
22.
25. Dan's closest. 39 million.
What the what? Fuck?
Yeah, 39 million he went to.
That is silly.
Yeah.
He's played like twice.
Had a very good season.
I know.
Mickey van de Ven of Tottenham.
Liam. 37 million.
37.
Literally the number I was going to say.
38. Liam's got to
34.5. That was the one number I would have said.
34.5.
This is too easy.
Too easy.
It's alright.
Alright, next one.
3-1. I can see the score.
Yeah, I know.
I can't hide it. There's no other way I can hide it. Where can I hide it, mate?
Under your. Here, mate. You just put it on
my lap.
Yeah, it's not that deep.
It's just comfortable for you.
You're just writing, you're just doing a line, mate.
Doku.
Daniel.
Yes.
30.
52. 55. 30? Oh, shit, mate.
Well, 50 minutes, 52 from fucking Rennes.
Is there a trophy for this?
No.
Oh.
We can do it. I'll make it off for that.
Ooh. Just like you made us dinner.
Falcario.
Who?
Falcario. Tottenham. Falcario. Falcario.
You can go first.
Daniel.
35. 26. Closest. 17.
Oh, I was going to say 16 because I thought it was low.
No, your shit. That's not shit. Your shit.
Said, yeah, he's. I'm shit.
Big one. Declan Rice.
Daniel. 105.
I think it's 105, but I've seen. Is it euros or pounds?
Pounds.
Oh. 104.99.
What?
100
million, they're not.
I can't get out. What's the fucking point?
It's even not 115, but I think that was in euros.
Alright, and the last one. Last one, yeah. James Madison.
Liam, 50.
50.
45.
That's close, it's 40. Well done, Dan.
Well done, Dan. You got two.
Done really well, then, mate.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Done really, really well, yeah.
Need a big.
Alright, some of these questions now are going to be easy. Okay? Some of them you're going to probably get straight away.
Who's the biggest club in England?
The world.
And then some of them might get a little bit difficult, okay? So, you ready now?
Yes. Right.
First one, very easy, you should get this. Which animal did Arsenal introduce to the squad to start the season of the boost morale?
Liam, a dog.
Dog, yes. Extra point if you can tell me the name.
I do know it, but I don't know.
You do know it, but you don't know it.
I don't, it's on the top of my head. I don't know. Like Rupert or something. You didn't even know it was a dog.
You didn't know it was a dog?
I think I know the name.
And scared of dogs.
Marley.
No. It was Wynn.
Wynn.
Oh, that is
it was,
fucking
it was
game.
Awful, wasn't it? It was awful.
Whoa, didn't win the league, did they?
Alright, now. Very easy one. Who won the Golden Boot? Golden Boot.
Yep. Haaland.
Haaland, good. Can you tell me the amount of goals?
In the Prem.
Daniel.
Yeah, this season.
27.
Yeah. 27. Oh.
I also said Daniel.
I didn't know we were buzzing.
That weren't a point. Oh, I was just saying.
Okay.
Oh,
that
weren't a point. Now we've done that. Golden Boot winner, yes, Haaland. Now we're going to go into the tenable. So the tenable now is going to be the top 10 of the Premier League.
How's this going to work? If we're getting a point each?
Yeah, you can get a point each. If you get them, you get point each.
Well, still going up one.
Is it? Oh no! Shouldn't it be until you get one wrong? Because then otherwise you can just get five each, and then it's just 5 points each.
No, but then you can just get 10, and I get 0.
Yeah, it's just 5 points.
Yeah,
each.
That's the whole point of the game.
So just take a guess, and we'll just do it. Whoever gets them in,
I'll go Haaland. That's a point.
Haaland is out.
Oh. You know, he didn't say he could go first either. You got a buzz, right?
No, Daniel. Yeah. Got it. Next up,
Haaland.
No, Haaland's out. Haaland's out. Haaland's already the first.
Daniel.
Yes.
Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer is tenable. Good.
Can I have Watkins, please?
Watkins is tenable. Good. Oh, I must give you a point today.
It's you.
What? Daniel.
Yeah.
Mo Salah.
Mo Salah's terrible.
Near the bottom, though.
No matter.
Jokes. Saka.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Saka is not tenable.
Oh, he's an assist merchant. Is he shit?
Saka is not tenable.
Okay.
Are United players?
Mateta for Crystal Palace.
No.
Tenable.
What?
Bomba.
He's in there. That must have been like the last six games.
It's a tough one.
He's definitely joint.
Yeah, he's joint. But he's in the... On my list here is 10. And there's one with him who's joint at the bottom and makes 11. But I'm not doing the joint.
I'll just have Solanke.
Solanke's tenable.
Okay. So we've got what we've had: Watkins,
Haaland,
Palmer, Solanke.
We have time limit, please.
Solanke, Salah, Mata.
Mata. He left ages ago.
Is he dead?
We have a time limit.
No, there's no such thing as
time limit. Time limit: 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3.
Bro, you're right.
2, 1.
It's on.
Sorry, it's tenable.
Yeah.
Are you right?
I'm just thinking. Let me think.
Philip Foden.
Yes. Finally.
You fucking idiot. Have he left two?
Yeah.
And what are they between? Can I ask?
What do you mean? Oh, where are they?
Yeah.
Bowen. Oh.
I'm just going that way. He was my next
guest. I was thinking it was bad as well.
I can't even just said that. I wasn't even concentrating. Well, can we just call it that then? Because that means he's going to get a guess for free then.
Bowen is what? 6th.
Bowen's 29. I'll give you both a point for that one. Because that was stupid of mine.
Cheers, mate. And where's the other one?
Last one. Do you know?
No, wait. If you tell us what position he is.
Strike.
No. Not the player. What? Where in the list?
Oh, he's 3rd.
Yeah.
Stupid. Who the fuck have we missed?
He's a striker.
Yeah. Above Foden. Below Cole Palmer.
Who the fuck have we missed, bro? Let me think.
Do you want me to give you nationality? Maybe.
No, Isak.
Isak is correct.
What about that? Fucking bypass everyone and shoot.
Well, Jack threw me off by saying.
Yeah, sorry, I'll that mess fun. That right up.
What position? Bowen.
Well, Bowen is.
He's on the list. Oh, geez, Jack.
What an idiot. All right. Going through now the Golden Boot winner, yes. Done the tenable, the goal scorer, the top 10. Now, closest to. Total goals scored in the Premier League this season.
What the team?
No, the total. All teams.
Yeah. Oh,
amount of goals scored in the Premier League this season.
1,124.
1,125. So boring, bro. What's wrong with you? I think you're wrong anyway.
He's right. He's close. It actually broke the record this season.
I knew it broke a record.
1,246 goals.
You would not have guessed anywhere near that.
I would have guessed 1,245.
You reckon? Nah. Do you can drag and you know the last record? But
probably that. 1,001.
1,222, the last one, in 1992-93 season, which had 462 games in that season.
How many?
462 games, because that's when we had. It was like 12 teams, 14 teams, whatever it was, wasn't it? Before it went to... No, 22 teams before it went to...
So just a base 20. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Or 22 or 24 teams, yeah. And this season, in the 380 games, yeah, broke a record of 1,246
goals. I bet like 700 of them were...
Average of...
United conceded.
Average of 3.28 per match.
I'll score 50.
Not bad.
Well, not bad.
Dan got that right, yeah?
Yeah.
All right, you on to the next one?
Do you mark it down?
Yes, I might be down there. Jesus Christ. All right, next one. Okay. Now, Son, Haaland, and even Ferguson.
Evan Ferguson. Even.
All did the same thing on Saturday, the 2nd of September in 2023. What was it?
Liam. Scored a hat-trick.
Correct.
That's what Thank I was you say. Very much.
I was going to give you options, but you didn't need it.
Oh, it went in.
Some of them, that was multiple choice, but if you didn't need it, that's fine.
I didn't know it was multiple choice.
That was not about
right. I was going to do multiple choice, but I said if you knew it first, mate, but no problem. So the rest of one, these ones now are multiple choice.
Would you like us to wait?
And then I'll tell you if we're going to say else. Yeah, have a little wait on this one. Yeah. Okay, now, with all the goals that have been scored, Sheffield United conceded 104 of those goals this season. That is the worst of any Premier League record campaign. Yeah.
What?
Now, which team scored 13 of them across two meetings in the Premier League?
Liam, Arsenal.
I just told you multiple choice before the.
You question. Said, can you please try and wait?
Yeah, that'd be nice if you can.
I was trying to wait. So,
well done, Dan. You can get the next guess. A.
Was I wrong then?
Is it Manchester City? B. Is it Newcastle? C. Is it Liverpool? D. Is it Chelsea?
Oh, there's none of them.
It is Newcastle.
Correct. It is Newcastle. Well done. Good. 13.
My guess was a bit Arsenal. Was that
I'll tell you what. I'm going to do a little extra bonus on that one.
Oh.
Do you think you can tell me the both of the scores?
Daniel.
Go for it.
8-0. 8-0 and 5-0.
8-0 and 5-0. Liam, do you want to take this?
Oh, no. Oh, it's not 5-0. It's 5-1 or 5-2. It was the game they got relegated at St James's Park.
So you said what?
I said 8-0 and 5-0, but if you change it...
8-0 and 5-0, yeah.
If you take the Ram and Lambs, change it.
8-0 and 5-2. 4-2.
No,
5-2.
I'm going to give Dan Cross one because it was 8-0 and 5-1.
Since when did we say we're doing nearest?
Well, I'm going to give it to him. He's nearest. Because if I want to give it to him, I'll give it to him. Am I quiz
Wait,
master
how do you...
And my quiz master, you. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you very much, Dan. That's very Thank fair.
Yourself. Wait, what, how was he the closest?
If because he, you what, said 5-2. He said 5-0.
So there's a goal in between.
He's closest. Yes.
How did you figure that out?
Because I'll just give it to him. He's closest.
How did you figure that out?
Because I'll give it to him. He's closest.
Right, cool. No worries.
I'll give it to him.
You wouldn't have said 8-0 or 5 if I didn't tell you.
Don't get it wrong.
No, you
wouldn't, you wouldn't have got the goals one if it weren't for me.
You wouldn't have got it.
What do you mean? I wouldn't have got what goals, man?
What goals?
The most goals in
what,
the Premier.
What the closest to?
The number that I gave
what,
you.
The random number one. Guess we had to guess.
Yeah.
That's not the same question, mate. I knew the answers. Let's go.
Idiot.
Next question.
Next right, okay. question. Multiple choice again. Okay. Now.
I can use it.
Which team.
Get it right.
Are you listening?
We're waiting.
Which team were the only ones that played a game with 9 men, but also played a game against the team with 9 men?
Daniel.
In a different occasion.
Oh, Daniel, I know it, but you can say the answer. I know who it is.
Is it A, Liverpool, B, Fulham, C, Tottenham, or D, Burnley?
I was going to say Burnley.
C, Tottenham. It was against Chelsea when they had 9 men, against Chelsea and lost, and it was against Liverpool when Liverpool had 9 men.
I'm still confused on the question.
Still confused on the question.
They played Liverpool, so they played against Chelsea when they had 9 men and lost 4-1. And they played against Liverpool when Liverpool had 9 men and they beat them 2-1. It was that game when Diaz scored that offside goal.
I see.
Boom.
Yeah.
Ball knowledge.
So Spurs had 2% sent off in their 4-1 defeat to Chelsea. And they faced 9 men in their 2-1 victory against Liverpool. A game they only won due to a 96-minute winner own goal.
Matip was the own goal scorer.
It was.
Matip.
How many points are I getting for that? Just one?
One. Just got a one, didn't we?
Because you got a pick point last round.
It's not fair. I was been too basically
getting it. Okay, so now. Are you ready?
Nope.
Yeah. Multiple choice again. Who were the only team this season to have to not have a player sent off? To not have a player sent off this season.
The only
the
team.
Only team.
Okay, now we need multiple choice. Let's think about it.
Cool. A. Brighton. B. Newcastle. C. Bournemouth. Or D. Luton.
Liam, Bournemouth.
Wrong.
I
just got rid of one for you.
I swear for one.
It was B. whatever team.
Who was being?
B was. I forgot who they were.
No, he's got to tell you who it is. He's got to pick a team. B's not a team.
Who was B? Who was that?
B is not a team.
I know A is Brighton.
I know what it is.
A is Brighton. C is Bournemouth. D is Luton. I don't remember.
We can't have it then. He's chosen B, but the team is called B.
Yeah, who's B?
That's wrong. B was Newcastle. Oh, okay. B was wrong.
Oh, what?
So no one got that right. It was Luton.
Oh.
Luton's our only team. Our only team not to get red this season.
Fucking hell.
Their record was extremely impressive. Okay, now going into that, there was a new Premier League record set for yellow cards this season. Which team set that new record for most yellow cards this season? Was it A, Manchester United, B, Chelsea, C, Aston Villa, or D, Tottenham?
Liam, Aston Villa.
Aston Villa is wrong.
Daniel.
Yes.
Chelsea.
Chelsea's correct.
Oh, Chelsea, let's go.
Is correct. Now, bonus. Can you tell me how many yellow cards it was? They set the new record for it. So how many yellow cards was it? Okay, Neil.
Was it a record before?
I'm not saying a record before.
Dan, he's going to give me the answer, really.
I'm not a stupid.
Dan can go first. Is it higher or lower? I'm closest to.
Do higher or lower? Closest
okay.
to. Because I do feel it. Too closest to.
Because I know what you're going to do when I do it.
Of course it is, yeah.
You don't listen to me twice.
No. That's fine. 70.
70.
Yellow cards?
Yeah.
69.
That's close.
Yes!
New Premier League record, by the way.
71.
105 yellow cards this season. 105.
Yeah, but at the beginning, they were really strict.
And I'll tell you what, now you know it's Chelsea, get a little extra bonus. Who? Greg, you can tell me who got the most of the yellow cards.
In Daniel. That's off London.
Huh?
Enzo Fernandez.
Enzo Fernandez, no. I can't remember how many he got, but he got the most.
Gallagher,
no. Nicholas Jackson.
What?
Oh yeah, no. He got a suspension like the first like 10 games or something.
10 of them was for dissent as well.
Well, I can't.
More yellow cards and goals, no.
Sorry.
More yellow cards and
probably
goals.
Probably if you had it
out. Right, now going into that. The most red cards this season, total red cards this season, so you get closest of total red cards in the Premier League season for all teams.
Closest to it.
Closest to
Liam can go first this one, because I went first last time.
43.
What do you think?
I think it's like 46.
44, 43. You're going with that, yeah? I promise you right now, I just had it up and I've lost it.
Oh, fuck.
I've lost it. I've lost it.
It's on the notes, no?
No, I've lost it.
We'll take a point each.
I've actually lost it. You're winding me up. I actually lost it.
Oh, for God's sake, blue balls me.
Oh, no, go on, take it. Go on.
I said 43. 43? Said 44.
That's closest.
Of course he is.
40.
Oh, of course he is.
Let's go. Come on.
All right, okay.
Don't think I've got a point that round.
Now listen up to this is multiple choice. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay. If you added up the points won by the three promoted teams, you would reach the number of points won by which team at the end of the season. So now think of the promoted teams of Sheffield United, Burnley and Luton.
Oh, the teams.
So think the teams have got promoted, yeah. So now think about where they finished and the amount of points. Add the total up, or what you think it is. I'll let you get closest to or whatever. And then, because you can guess the points after if you want. And then,
that's ridiculous.
It's what team they had the same amount of what team further up the Premier League.
Okay.
So I'll give you the teams so I've got the multiple choice.
No,
so
it makes sense.
Yeah. So A, Manchester City. B, Tottenham. C, Newcastle. Or D, West Ham. So now, ads, think about where they finished in the league.
Well,
all
like 20th, 19th, 18th.
Yeah. So think about, can you remember the points they got?
How many points they got for finishing?
Think about over the season, yeah? And you got, this is all about the season. You've got to think about all the points they finished. Add them all up, best you can. And think about how much that could be. And where, so you're West Ham fan. See, West Ham, what amount of points West Ham?
Sorry, maths is grinding me in.
Go on.
How many points did West Ham have?
Don't know.
You definitely fucking do. You just don't want to say it.
Yeah, of course you do.
C, Newcastle.
You're going to see Newcastle. It's wrong.
Give me, my maths is shocking. Excuse me.
Come on, come on, come on. Think about it.
Crystal Palace.
He gave you the option.
I gave you four choices.
And oh, is it multiple choice? It's gone.
No, it's
not. You said Crystal Palace. I'm not giving you that.
I promise you, I didn't even hear any teams.
I know the four options.
What are the four?
Man City, Tottenham, Newcastle, West Ham.
I didn't even know
that. That's poor from you. That is poor.
Too busy doing maths.
It was Tottenham.
Crystal Palace.
I still don't think I got the question.
It was Tottenham. You're still confused on the question.
So you had to add the points up.
Yeah,
so
add the points.
They got
like 20, 30 and like,
and I got like 50 something in my head.
It's not bad. It's not too far.
Well, Spurs finished on like 67 or something, isn't it? So
what was it?
So Spurs, Tottenham was the correct answer.
Luton was on like 26.
Tottenham finished with 66 points.
Oh, problem. It was 1 point.
So Sheffield United finished with 16.
Yes, I did 16.
Burnley finished 20. With 24.
Ah, oh, that's what I got wrong.
Luton finished with 26.
I got 26 and 16. I just didn't even listen to the team.
Good little question. I like that one.
Crystal
Palace. Crystal Palace. Brilliant. All right, go.
I didn't even hear multiple choice. I just heard you go Man City.
Now, we're going to go into... So, we had earlier, we had Erling Haaland winning Golden Boot. Yeah, he scored
27.
Quite a lot of goals. Same as Cole Palmer scored quite a lot of goals, everyone like that. But they had a good goal contribution together, didn't they? With goals and assists. So, we're going to go into the assists. Okay? So, now, can you tell me who finished top?
Liam.
Daniel.
Oh, you got the assists. Do you want to hear
Watkins.
Them? Okay.
Hey, it's so much. I was literally waiting for him to just say he finished top to say Daniel.
Now we're going to go into tenable of assists.
Shit.
Liam, I'll go first.
Hold on, let me get to it. Tenable of assists. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Okay, so a lot of them are all equal. I've just got a list of the first 10, so you've got to think about it.
Liam.
Go, Liam.
Saka.
Saka is not tenable.
He is, and everyone said he's good. He is shit. He is shit.
Daniel.
He might be level, but he's Daniel.
Shit. Calm down.
Cole Palmer.
Cole Palmer's
good. Liam. Don't.
Sorry, mate.
Philip Foden.
Not tenable.
Again.
Daniel.
Yes.
Odegaard.
It was not tenable.
Bro, what, did Arsenal do anything this season? Not thing a single is, top goal scorer or assist.
He's joint.
No,
but he's out.
Bernardo Silva.
Bernardo Silva, no.
Daniel.
Bernardo Silva was 12th.
Daniel.
Yes.
Kevin De Bruyne.
No. Kevin De Bruyne is tenable.
Oh, he is. He must have just snuck in then, no?
No, he's not third.
Oh.
He's third, yeah.
How? He's played half season.
Whoa!
Bowen.
Probably
wrong again.
Not tenable.
Daniel.
Not tenable. He's a shit, mate.
Copy. Martinelli?
Not tenable.
Daniel.
Fuck me.
Mo Salah.
Tenable.
Yeah!
I've lost this.
So Watkins gone, Palmer's gone, Kevin De Bruyne's gone, Salah's gone.
And I got none of them.
No.
This is how I run a fool.
You're terrible.
Terrible but tenable.
One or two I didn't think was up there. Maybe three I didn't think was up there.
Okay, cheers for giving them away, mate.
No problem. Maybe four. Today would be nice. Do you want me to give you a timing as well?
No, it's calm. Let him take his time.
Dan's in a good lead, to be fair.
And what's the problem? Got done right in the last fucking 10
games. Daniel Haaland.
Not terrible.
I can't. He's a fucking G, isn't he?
We've got... Yeah, you've only got four of them so far. Today would be nice, mate. Really. You're thinking that hard.
It's harder than it is. That's why we've got four.
It is hard. You wanted a quiz, huh? Yeah?
Saka's
on
there.
No, do you want to know where Saka's? Saka is 12th. Well, joint 12th. With 9. Same as Bernardo Silva with 9. Bruno Fernandes, you said Bruno Fernandes earlier, is 20th.
Fuck. Alvarez, maybe.
Huh?
Alvarez.
I don't know. He's joint 12th with 9. Yes.
Isak
is nocturnal.
Mahrez?
He's not even in the Prem.
Is it what?
Riyad Mahrez.
Gimárez.
You said Mahrez.
I swear on my life I said Gimárez.
No, you said Mahrez.
I swear on my nephew's life.
Why are you shouting?
Because I didn't say that.
Why are you getting that?
Is it wrong?
I heard Mahrez.
We'll listen to it back. We'll listen to it back. Is it wrong anyway?
I heard Mahrez.
This is hard.
Okay, Daniel, Eze.
Not terrible, no.
Gordon.
Terrible.
Get in. Got a point. I just don't find the table.
Daniel.
Yes.
Brendan Johnson.
Terrible.
What?
Terrible. Son.
Terrible. Now we're getting a flow.
Who have we got? Let's think about this. Alright. Daniel. James Madison.
Not tenable.
Solanke.
Not tenable. So we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
What have we got left? Don't tell us the name.
It's hard because some of them are joint, so I'm just not. Do you want me to go? Okay, you're missing number 4. Number 6. Have I got that wrong?
Don't know.
No, number 10. We said? We said Watkins, Palmer, Kevin De Bruyne, Andy Gordon. Brennan Johnson.
And Salah.
You said Salah. Yeah. And you said another one.
Don't know.
So I think we're missing three.
Because
you said another one.
Daniel.
Point for it. Yeah.
Doku.
Not tenable.
This is hard.
Do you want to give
Daniel.
It's not your goal.
Why are you shouting? He's so angry. Do you want to give you a team?
No. I've got one. And I know that he is.
All right, go on. Give him one question, one answer. Then we'll go with Dan, see if he's got it. Then I'm going to give you the team.
Who am I missing from this fucking Arsenal team that's on the right-hand side?
Saka.
Oh, yeah, shit.
You already said it.
Bryce?
Not terrible.
McAllister.
Not terrible.
Oh, I know one. That's right.
You just said it was right. I said I've got one.
Right.
I'm going to tell you your team.
Okay. So, number 4 plays for Nottingham Forest.
Daniel. Gibbs White.
Gibbs White's terrible.
Oh, he's shitting me.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Number 6 plays for Brighton.
Liam. It's not Matoma. I just got the tone on because it's not.
Daniel, Adingra.
Sorry?
Adingra.
Nope.
Oh, Liam, gross.
Whoa!
I hyped him up.
Pascal!
I put him on my team.
He's a baller, to be fair. Yeah, I don't like Pascal, gross.
And the last one we're missing is Newcastle.
I fucking knew it was. Oh, Liam, Trippier.
Trippier's correct.
How did we not get that?
Yes.
Why have you just put your fist in your mouth?
I put half my fist in my mouth. That is just frustration.
Alright, okay. Now we're going to go into clean sheets.
Clean sheets.
Clean not sheets. So not your clean sheets in your bedroom.
Not your mum.
Clean sheets in the Premier League.
Yeah. Liam.
So
Liam,
can you name
Liam
who got
Liam
shut up? Clean sheets number one. Who was
Liam.
It?
Daniel.
It's me.
Go on, Liam.
Raya.
Raya's correct.
Fuck off.
How many clean sheets was it?
13.
Incorrect.
12.
22.
It was 16. Right. Top 10. Let's go.
You can go.
Go on.
Not bad, Edison.
I don't yes. think so. He's in there. He's got to be near the bottom. Terrible.
No, he's not.
They're terrible ones.
Edison.
Was not third.
Number two.
Edison. Third.
Bottom 10.
Edison.
Yeah.
Yeah, they conceded loads.
He was third, didn't he?
Fourth.
Number two, Pickford.
Yes.
Didn't know he was number two, did you?
No, because he's usually number one. Vicario.
Yes.
Thank you very much, sir.
Come on.
Aston Villa.
What?
Sorry, Martinez.
Yes.
I'm tired. I am really tired.
Aston Villa. Oh, Crystal Palace. Well done. You can get it.
Alisson.
Yes.
You're back in your boy.
No, well, I'm hoping that you don't say him so I can say him later on.
Oh, no, no.
Yes.
Nick Pope.
Missed
out
the season.
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
he's been injured.
Newcastle. I wasn't going to say Newcastle. You can get it if you
want. You can get it if you want. Hendo.
Don't shake your head, dude. If I can give it to him.
I'm just going to go Areola. I don't think it's right because we can see the goals are funny, but.
Areola?
Yeah.
No, no, no. Do you want to give the teams again?
No, because that'll give us. So we've said Alisson, Edison, Raya, Onana, Pickford, and Vicario. So that's six. And Martinez.
Yes. Yeah,
so
seven,
that's seven.
Seven, yeah, sorry, yeah. Seven.
So that's seven clubs.
Yeah, we're missing three, yeah.
See, the season finished so long ago, I forgot. Well done, Jack.
I agree.
Yeah. I'm going to go with... I don't want to say Dean Henderson, because that's Crystal Palace.
That's what I was going to say.
Dean Henderson.
Incorrect. Not tenable.
But as soon as you say the clubs, we'll know.
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
but I don't think you'll get... One or two of them.
Dubravka? Just a random guess.
I don't know. Say the clubs, because...
What, are we just going to fire it? Liam, Leno.
No, it's my guess. It's you not, did that last time
it's
for
not
me.
What we did last time.
You did that last time
not
for me.
Not what we did last time. He said he's going to fight. How is that fair? Then it means you're just going to get a point each every single time.
I gave it to Liam.
It's just a point each, otherwise. He's going to go team, team, can't, team, can't, team, can't, team.
Dan,
Liam.
Flecken.
Yeah. I thought he was going to say
David Ray.
Last one. Wolves.
Daniel. Jose Sal.
Oh no, he's not Wolves, is he? Oh, I got that wrong.
Take your fucking shit out of me.
Quizmaster, don't know.
No, he is Wolves.
Who?
I'm not going to say his name. I want to see if he can get it. I'm pretty sure he's Wolves, isn't he?
Just said his name, didn't I?
Oh no, he's not Wolves. Bournemouth, sorry.
Daniel.
No.
That was bollocks out of it.
I thought it was Wolves.
What the fuck was that?
Two, I thought it was Wolves.
Two by my name, yeah.
One.
No, because he didn't do the first one. He didn't do the other one. The Brentford one. He didn't do it. He didn't write.
Why are you watching him do it?
Because he just said the next
he wants to watch me do it. Smell you. Right. Last few questions.
I've lost.
Well, quite a few.
No, because you've got quite a few of these right.
It's actually. Alright. Which of these happened first? During the season.
Mm-hmm.
A. But these are all multiple choice. So no, A. Gary shit. Neville. Gary Neville labelled Chelsea as billionaire bottom jobs. B. Jurgen Klopp announces he's stepping down from the Liverpool job. C. Nottingham Forest get a point deduction. Or D, Roy Hodgson resigns from Palace.
Liam. C.
What was C? Forest point deduction.
Daniel.
Say C. Forest point deduction, yeah?
Yeah.
No, Daniel.
Oh, I know what it is. Klopp. Fuck's sake. Klopp leaving. I got my fucking letters mixed around.
Klopp leaving.
Because I was going one by one. I was like, no. Oh.
Klopp leaving, yes. Klopp announced that he was leaving in
January 27th.
Yeah.
Because...
27th? Was it January 27th?
Don't know, remember he got it wrong. I meant to prove him right.
Right, next one, you ready? Yes?
What?
You ready? Mm. Next one?
Yeah.
Okay. Aston Villa, goalless draw with Everton in January, was Unai Emery's... Emery? Am I saying it right?
Unai Emery, yeah, no worries.
First ever 0-0 draw as a manager in the Premier League. How many games did it take for him to experience his first goalless draw in the competition? So, that was his first ever goalless draw in the Premier League. How many games did it take for him to get that?
Closest to, yeah.
Mm. Do you want me to... Actually, do closest to. I had multiple choice.
Okay, do multiple choice, that's better.
That better?
Yeah, because okay, cool. The closest to me.
Yeah.
I think I have a number in my head.
I'll do a closest to. So, A, 77. B, 87, or C, 97?
I was only three. B, 87.
B, 87.
Was that just for Villa?
Yeah. Team. No, just, I think, for him in general, because I think it's Aston Villa.
Was that Arsenal
as well?
Yeah, those two.
He didn't manage only 97 games. He wouldn't be that, it would be a lot more.
Clearly not.
He had like 2-3 seasons. Like, he had quite a fair bit at Arsenal.
No, he didn't.
And he's been at... you know what? 77.
That's incorrect. C, 97.
Oh, fuck off. No, he wasn't there for a few. He was there for like not even a year. He wasn't even there a year.
Oh, I don't think he was there even for a year, yeah.
I thought he was there for more than that.
That's the longest start to a Premier League managerial career before involving a 99.
Dan guessed 97.
So none of you got that right?
No.
Okay, right. Now... In Chelsea's dramatic 4-3 comeback victory over Man United in April, which was still disappointing in life, what did Cole Palmer become the 200th player to do in the Premier League history? It's not multiple choice.
What did he do to...
It was the 200th player to do in the Premier League history.
Daniel scored 2 penalties in the same game.
Incorrect.
Oh, score over the 100... minute.
Oh,
you're correct. God, I give it over.
Daniel, be involved in all 4 goals, be involved in all the goals, or goals and assists.
Incorrect.
Oh, the first English person to score 20 goals.
Incorrect. I'm just going to give you your answer now. He scored a hat trick in the Premier League. He was the 200th person to score a hat trick.
I thought he scored
very
two.
Easy. Very easy.
I knew he scored 2 pens, but I knew he scored a hat trick, but I thought it was because it was 2 pens. Oh, fuck that.
And we just
hate him anyway, his club.
Right. Kevin De Bruyne, assist against Tottenham in May, moved him ahead of the outright second for most assists in Premier League history.
Who is it? I don't know.
So who did he move out? So who did he move out of the way?
Daniel.
So you got to think of like a legendary player.
Daniel. Thierry Henry.
Incorrect.
Frank Lampard.
Incorrect. I'll give you a couple of guesses. So he moved the second person out of the way because now he's second.
Covered that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Well, just letting you know. You know what I mean? Just so you didn't know.
Daniel. Cesc Fabregas.
Correct. Cesc Fabregas is correct. Well done, Daniel. Well done. Alright, okay. Mo Salah scored his 200th goal for Liverpool in all competitions in December against which position?
Scored his 200th.
Scored his 200th goal for Liverpool. Mo Salah. Can you tell me what team it was? And if you can tell me the score, that would be great as well. Give you an extra point.
Okay, so you want us to know the team and the score.
You don't have to know the score, but if you know the team,
go for it.
If you know the score as well.
Liam.
Go for it.
Fulham.
Incorrect.
Daniel. Man United.
Incorrect. I'll give you one more. One more. because I can't go all the way through.
Tottenham.
Incorrect.
Daniel.
Come on. Dun dun dun.
Daniel Brighton.
Incorrect.
One more each.
One more each?
Yeah.
I can't give one more. Go on.
Didn't score against that.
Think about who you scored against too.
Bournemouth.
Incorrect.
You don't get another guess.
Oh.
Daniel.
Incorrect, yes.
Brentford.
Incorrect. Well, because you said a B in the way I acted. It was Crystal Palace.
Oh, Crystal Palace. I should have said that.
2-1. Beat him 2-1. All right. Okay. Are you ready? These are the last two questions.
Oh.
Last two questions now, okay?
Yeah.
Well, I think I lost.
Okay. Now, Haaland. Oh, no. It's three questions. Sorry. I'll ignore it. Three questions.
The answer to one of them.
Haaland scored his 50th Premier League goal in November's 1-1 draw between City and Liverpool, reaching his tally in just 48 appearances. This comfortably broke the previous record held by which former Manchester United striker?
Seems clear, didn't it?
So I've narrowed it down.
Van der Stoorn.
Incorrect.
Daniel. Andy Cole.
Andy Cole is correct.
Yeah, what a shit question that is. One
of those. Why is that a shit question? Because I've mentioned the best thing.
Fucking get in there.
Oh, I just gave Cole. I just gave Liam that point.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to be fair. Give him a point as well.
All right. Sorry. Now, Tottenham's start of the season was one of the best in the Premier League, okay?
To them. Lol.
In their first 10 games, how many points did they reach?
Liam.
In their first 10 games?
28.
28.
I was going to say 30.
Twenty-six. Correct. Yes. 8 wins, 2 draws. All right. Last question. Okay. Finish it off. In August, Vincent Kompany became just the third manager to face a team he previously played in a competition in his maiden fixture with Burnley, hosted Manchester City. Which two former players turned managers did the same one versus Chelsea in 2010 and one versus Fulham in 2019? So it's players who've played for the club have now gone back there and managed against them with a team.
Versus Chelsea and versus Fulham.
One versus Chelsea in 2010, and one versus Fulham in 2009.
In 2009?
2019, sorry.
Daniel, yeah. Fulham, Scott Parker.
Correct.
That's what I thought. I thought it'd be the same player, so I'm confused.
Fulham,
so
Scott Parker, and they played for Chelsea, and then they managed against them in 2009.
What, did you say again?
So they played for Chelsea,
yeah,
and managed against Chelsea
in 2010.
Managed against Chelsea?
Yeah.
Oh.
2010.
So he played for Scott Park, played for him for Fulham, managed them for Fulham at first Chelsea in March 2019.
Well, I don't get a question.
So the first one, the next one, 2010 against Chelsea, who was it?
Oh, fucking hell. 2010, I wasn't even born then.
So they've gone back there. So they've played for this team before and they've gone back there and managed against them.
Yeah, interim manager.
What was it like? Proper manager?
Proper manager, I think it was proper manager there. I'm pretty sure it was. He might have been. No, he was proper manager for the team against Chelsea. Yeah, he was proper manager against them at Chelsea. Against Chelsea.
Oh, I'm trying to think about Chelsea player. Daniel.
Yes.
Di Canio.
No. He didn't play for Chelsea.
He didn't play for Chelsea.
Didn't play for
just for
a
random name.
Zola.
Zola's incorrect.
Oh.
Good shout though.
I would have said that.
I don't know.
Roberto Di Matteo.
Oh, what a wait. And then he went and won the...
And then we went to Chelsea.
He went and won wanker
for no reason.
What a wanker.
I was waiting for you to say, for it to be Ole, because he played for United and then he managed against us when he was a Cardiff manager.
Yeah, well, that was the answers I got from that. That is the end of the quiz. We see what
Dan wins. I lost it in the middle.
You did.
I got confused with the questions.
Let's talk about how we think the quiz went.
Yeah, really, really well.
I think the questions were done a bit better too.
They're a bit long.
Do you know what? No problem. No problem. You do that.
Anyway, how do you guys find the podcast? Do you like it? Do you not like it? If you don't like it, it's all Jack's fault.
Yeah, of course.
If you do like it, then it's all me and Liam. Jack doesn't think me and Liam seem to offer much.
No, he said you don't offer much.
I offer a lot.
Do you?
I offer good ball knowledge and I have a laugh. So.
Right, final scores are in.
Liam's on four.
The winner is...
Daniel!
Daniel! The end of season quiz.
Thank you very much, guys.
Well done, Daniel.
Cheers, mate. Thank you, Liam.
36 points.
Oh, that's not too bad, too, mate.
That's very
good. How much did Liam get?
27. He lost it towards the end, though.
Did get a pity point, though.
Okay, sorry. I'll take 35.
For the in-between point.
There you go. I'll give it
one goal down. Take away.
No problem, mate. Well done.
Jack would have got five.
Sorry?
Yeah?
I think I've done quite well.
Those questions were just really long in the end. I got really confused.
I think you're just tired, mate. That's
I am very tired.
Yeah.
I think he accepted defeat by that point.
I think he did.
I think I just ran away with it.
Fact that you asked me to do big questions and, you know, like so many questions. Sorry.
When did we say big questions?
No, so many questions. You asked me to do so many questions. So I didn't.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, you did. Message said, can you do 30 questions?
Did
no problem,
we
I'll do 30
that
questions.
Was not
we literally
second.
Said 15.
Sorry?
30 questions. 15.
Sorry?
Jack, can we have one episode
sorry?
Where you don't get rolled up, mate?
No, because you two wind me up.
We ain't even spoke about anything, you'll get rolled up. Like,
how many questions do you want? Your quiz, you choose. That's what you said. Yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Well done. Liam.
The table
13.
Turned.
Liam, 30.
So 15.
So I said 30.
15.
You mean, yeah.
15.
Brilliant. And then you moaned at me because I've had 3 weeks to make
15.
Should have had 100 questions right now.
Guys, thank you very much for listening.
You end it. Yeah, no. Go ahead. I was saying, go ahead.
I was trying to stop you from rambling on.
No, I'm happy if you do it. No, I'm happy. Seriously, you started.
I'm not talking anymore.
Thank you very much, guys. We'll be back hopefully with some Euros now going forward.
Oh, quick, before we start.
Go on.
Before we end, sorry.
Who's going to win Euros?
Who's winning the Euros, yeah.
England.
Brazil.
Whoever wins the final, isn't it?
Yeah.
I hope you die. You asked the question as well. Who's winning it? Who's winning it, Liverpool?
Germany.
Hmm?
I'll stick to my first answer. Whoever wins the final.
Come on, who do you think?
I think England will win it.
Happy days. England, Germany.
Nine.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. See you later. Thank you. We'll see you soon.